Let's talk a little bit about House Bill 2 switching gears. That's been a huge issue. What did you think about that whole thing? What did you think about House Bill 2 itself?
As a physician, I know we don't treat the symptoms. We treat the disease underneath. And as a legislator, I would like to be down there and not treat the perceived problem, but treat the root of the problem. The problem was not bathrooms. The problem was that Charlotte passed an unconstitutional ordinance, and that's what should have been directed. As far as the bill is goes, it's the same statute that the federal government and 20 other states have. They were told that's the way it was. They said, let's vote on this and go home. There was not a whole lot of foresight or thought about the bill. It was successful in other places, so they just went ahead and did it. To me, it doesn't offer any additional protection from what the current statutes say, and I don't like legislation that's either unenforceable or unconstitutional, and this has earmarks of both. It's in the courts now, and they will ultimately decide.
I see. So when you say that Charlotte passed an unconstitutional ordinance, why do you say that it's unconstitutional?
The state has the regulatory authority to regulate commerce. By Charlotte telling businesses what they had to do, that violated the Constitution, by my understanding.
And as a small business owner yourself, you know, you're co-owner of Highlands Brewing Company, is that the kind of thing that would offend you as a business owner to have the city telling you how you should regulate your bathrooms?
Well, I mean, there's regulations all over, and yes, there's too many regulations out there. There was not a problem before Charlotte passed the ordinance. Nobody was having a problem. We weren't having any problem. They passed the ordinance, and it snowballed. So if they'd left things alone, everybody would have been happy, and we would be out of this mess that we're in now. But I don't like unnecessary regulation, to answer your question.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you sort of blame Charlotte first, but then you think that the legislature's response was that they went overboard with it and didn't really deliberate enough. Is that?
I think that's true. They didn't hear testimony from constitutional lawyers, for instance. They didn't hear from the transgender community. If you read the bill, it's not as bad as everybody says it is. It doesn't mention transgenders at all. As a physician, I know that what's on your birth certificate may not be accurate. I would like to have been down there to participate in those discussions, which is why I think we need another physician down there.
What about the other parts of that bill as far as limiting cities and towns from passing protections for the LGBT community? And also sort of doing away with a minimum wage. Why did they tackle so many things in that bill? I know you can't really answer for
I really what they
can't
did, because I wasn't there for the discussions. I just hear second and third hand. And as far as those two parts, the bathroom part, it was more than enough time to talk about that. So I can't really respond to that. It seems curious to me that they tried to do that much. Short-term legislation like that, where you don't get testimony from all the involved parties, I think always is fraught with problems. One thing I want to do, I'm not a politician. I don't have all the answers. I don't have a solution for all the problems, but I will listen to both sides. And then I think I can fairly and objectively decide what is best.
Mm-hmm. The reaction from the corporate world to House Bill 2 was pretty swift. You know, we had some canceled expansions in North Carolina. The NBA All-Star Game, of course, was moved from Charlotte. So there has been this huge backlash to the bill. How would you address that as a legislator? Would you try to repeal House Bill 2? Would you like it changed? What do you think about that?
I have heard, and I don't have absolute evidence of this, that if Charlotte will withdraw its ordinance, they will repeal House Bill 2. So that would be one solution to the issue. As long as that ordinance is out there, the current legislators do not feel that they can repeal the law. And it is what's in 20-some other states. PayPal, for instance, has facilities in some of those states. It's absolute hypocrisy on their part. I encourage everybody to read the bill. It's not as bad as everybody says, and it's certainly not as good as everybody says. It's a flawed bill, but it was based on what was done in other parts of the country.
But don't businesses have the right to, you know, sort of make decisions based on their political views if they decide, I don't like this, what you're doing in this state, so I'm going to move it to another state? You call it hypocrisy. Isn't that their right as a business?
It's absolutely their right as a business, but I think the premise that they're basing that on is flawed. And the fact that they are not pulling out of states where they have the same ordinance, if they were so concerned about this ordinance, then they should pull out of those states as well.
So it sounds to me like you would favor sort of a broader discussions with the city of Charlotte, more focused discussions. Is that something that you might pursue if you were a legislator, if this issue of House Bill 2 comes up?
There's an interdependence between municipalities and the state government, and right now they're not communicating all that well. Yes, I would like to see improved communications before the two. Before a municipality passes a law like that, they should discuss it with the legislators in Raleigh, and the legislators in Raleigh should discuss things like the districting with the municipalities. It's a two, both sides are wrong, and both sides need to get together and work together.